Welcome to day two. Today we will be learning how to open to love. I hope that you found yesterday's session helpful and you were able to come to your own conclusion of what love is for you. It is such a vast question and can be explored in many ways. I am sure that wherever you landed was where you belong and that it has prepared you for today's session, opening to love. Today, we will begin to discover the ways in which we have closed ourselves off from love. And with the use of a yoga exercise, start to open the heart to love once again. By opening the heart center, we prepare ourselves mentally, physically, and energetically for love to rush in and find home in your heart once again. It was Rumi, the 13th century Persian poet, that said, "Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it." This course is designed to teach you how to learn to love, not how to seek love. Taking Rumi's advice is important that we understand where we are limiting ourselves. Maybe it is not a case of not having love, but merely a case of where we are building walls so we can no longer receive it. We can begin to feel extremely vulnerable at the thought of sincerely opening our hearts to love. This is an important journey for us to make, however. If we cannot open our love center and experience the joy of true love, we miss out on the pleasure that life has to offer. I truly believe that learning to love is a spiritual awakening in itself. It may not be the first awakening we experience, but learning to live in harmony and love all that is certainly is part of the spiritual path. Matt Kahn, in his book, Whatever Arises, Love That, states, "When the door of your heart is closed, you tend to feel separate from the truth of your own divinity. Love is truth. It is the absolute core of our being, and it is all that we are. When we strip back the layers, love is all that's left to realize. Becoming conscious of our ability to be vulnerable in the name of love is an art that is vital in learning to love. Being vulnerable is the key to our truth and power as human beings. It is no wonder love is something we all continuously seek out." It is important to remember, though, that this journey is first and foremost one of the self. Only once we have mastered the art of ourselves in love can we move towards loving others and engaging in romantic relationships. Spiritual partnerships are necessary to deepen our practice of unconditional love and discover ourselves further. However, it is important to start our own journey internally before seeking this externally. Yogi Bhajan reminds us, "Your heart has not to open to others. Your heart has to open to yourself." Let us begin today's practice by becoming aware of the heart center. Take a deep breath into your heart, expanding your chest as you exhale. Let's do this again. Take another deep breath into your heart, expanding on the exhale. And finally, once again, deep breath in and exhale. I want you to become very aware of your body. What is your current position? Are your shoulders closing in on the heart? Or are they rotating back, allowing your heart to be seen by all? Are you open or closed within the heart center? Take a moment to notice what is occurring in the body naturally, without judging or changing anything. Now I invite you to consider this. If you were living a life fully in tune with the love given all around us, how would you sit, stand, or walk? Notice the subtle changes your body wishes to make now you have become aware of yourself. Many of us have lost the ability to show ourselves to love, to truly open to its power and vulnerability. Brené Brown puts it perfectly when she said, "Vulnerability is about having the courage to show up and be seen." It is incredible how, when we begin to step into the awareness that we may be closed to love, we start to move a little differently. We start to soften in places that we were once holding on, stiff and unwelcoming. You may notice your body language begins to change, or feel called to step outside of your comfort zone by speaking to someone new or attending a heartfelt ceremony. This inspiration may show up in a number of ways. Take note when it does, and act from a place of love, whatever arises for you. Once we begin with the awareness that we are closed to love, it is only then that we can open our hearts fully. Before we step into today's yoga practice, I would like you to contemplate the following questions. Where do you feel closed to love? Is this manifesting in the body physically or energetically? How have you been closing yourself off from love? What action can you take today to soften into love? Today we will practice a short yoga exercise, which is a wonderful heart-opening technique adapted from the 8 human talents. If you are not familiar with yoga, this exercise may feel a little uncomfortable at first, but bear with it. On the other side of discomfort lies your dream of a heartfelt existence. Start by sitting cross-legged on the floor. If you wish to sit on a block or pillow to raise the hips, go ahead. It's important that you feel good while practicing this exercise. First, we will begin by stretching your arms out in front of you. Palms together, elbows straight, with your arms parallel to the floor. As you inhale through your nose, open your arms widely out to the sides, expanding and bringing your shoulder blades as close together as possible. As you stretch, place your awareness on your heart. Imagine your heart opening and expanding as you fill your lungs with air by continuing to breathe deeply. Feel the expansion within your heart center. When you have stretched your arms as far back as they can go, begin to exhale strongly through your nose, bringing your arms slowly back to the original position. Complete this flow 10 times. Each time, I would like you to focus on the following affirmation. I open myself fully to give and receive love. If you find that another affirmation resonates better with you, please feel free to use an alternative, such as, I open to love today and allow myself to be seen. Or, I choose to soften into the magic of my heart center. Or, Love is all present, and I open to this gift. Once you have completed this exercise 10 times, you will be ready to go out into the world with an open heart. Take note, how did this exercise make you feel? Maybe you found yourself expanding, or maybe you felt a little silly. Either way, this will serve you well as we go along our journey of learning to love. I hope that today's session has allowed you to open up to love and provided you with a technique that will open your heart center whenever you need it. This can be practiced daily as a way of continuing to expand your heart. If you wish to delve deeper into opening up the heart center, then I recommend that you attend a yoga class or workshop that focuses on heart opening. I look forward to greeting you in tomorrow's session, where we will dig deeper and discover what unconscious patterns and ancient contracts are holding you back from love. Wishing you a beautiful, love-filled day.